Red shirts call for release of detainees. Motor rally marks clash anniversary. Red shirt demonstrators have used a motor rally around Bangkok to call for the release of almost 300 protesters who have been arrested and detained under the emergency decree over the past 6 months. About 5,000 red shirt members yesterday joined the rally to remember the April 10th clashes 6 months ago between red shirt demonstrators and government forces at Kopua intersection. 26 people were killed and over 800 were injured in the clash. Police arrested red shirt supporters on April 10th and many more in rioting on May 19th when the red shirt rally in Bangkok was brought to an end. They were charged with breaching the emergency decree and with terrorism, said Chaiwat Drakan Ratsanti, coordinator of the Progressive Democracy Group, which organized yesterday's rally. "We want the government to release all red shirt detainees immediately because they're not terrorists," Mr. Chaiwat said. "They are innocent civilians who just wanted to express their political stance." The Red Shirt United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship set up camp in Bangkok streets from March 12th to May 19th to demand that the opposite Wei Tsat-hsiwa government dissolve the House and call a general election. The protest turned violent the second time after government forces reclaimed the main demonstration site in the Ratchaprasong area on May 19th, bringing an end to the 67-day rally. Clashes over the period claimed 92 lives and left 1,400 people injured. The Red Shirts have been gathering every Sunday in Bangkok and other provinces since to commemorate the clashes. A woman in her 40s who supports the Red Shirts said yesterday she and her friends joined the weekly gatherings because the government was treating Red Shirt supporters unfairly. State agencies have closed red shirt websites for alleged violations of the Computer Crime Act, she said. The PDG, an alliance of businessmen and academics, said about 300 red shirt supporters were being held in prisons nationwide. The group said it would organize activities and gatherings to demand justice for families of red shirt victims and call for the release of all red shirt detainees. Hundreds of uniformed and plainclothes police were deployed at rally sites yesterday. The Red Shirts gathered at Lumpini Park in the morning to make merit for those who died in the April-May clashes. They later moved to nearby Ratchaprasong intersection where the motor rally was launched. The motor procession moved from Ratchaprasong to Patunam Dindang, the Victory Monument, Pechapuri intersection, Panfa Bridge on Ratchadamnuen Avenue, and finished at Kokwa intersection. Red shirt supporters lighted red candles and released lanterns into the sky to mourn those who died. Traffic lanes around the Democracy Monument on Ratchadamnuen Avenue were blocked for about an hour amid tight security. Large crowds turned out. Sombat Bungam Angnong, another red shirt leader who organized the candle ceremony, demanded Prime Minister Apisit apologize to relatives of red shirts who lost loved ones in the clashes. "People must be held responsible for the violence," Mr. Sombat said.